AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsletter time is 8:51, and I'm joined on the line now by State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. All right. You know, we talked about an hour and a half ago at the Connecticut Business and Industry Association about the push for the special session, tax cuts being offered by Republicans. Tell us more about the possibility of a special session and what you'd like to see accomplished there.
Well, I'm certainly in favor of a special session to deliver more tax relief. We all know this historic inflation is crushing regular families, making it even more unaffordable here in Fairfield County. The state government has a surplus in the short run due to inflation, due to federal funding, and I think it's best if they return that money directly to the people through tax relief immediately in a broad-based fashion in order to relieve the pain of inflation. So that's why I'm joining many of my colleagues in the call for a special session for that purpose. I am not in leadership and my party's not in leadership, so I can't speculate as to the likelihood that proposal is delivered upon. But I'm certainly hoping for it, and I'm certainly rallying the cause.
All right. Give us some of the specifics about the tax relief that the Republicans are offering.
So the biggest parts of the tax relief are an income tax cut for the middle class, a sales tax cut across the board, and an energy tax cut, a diesel tax cut in particular, that's definitely hurting regular consumers in the form of a higher prices for goods at the store. So the minor tax relief that was delivered this session was very narrow and very targeted at preferred populations or preferred types of taxes that are very narrow in scope. But we want to be as broad-based and fair as possible. So that's why our plan is calling for income tax relief and sales tax relief, because that really affects everybody.
All right. So the question we were talking about with CBIA is the feeling was, okay, this, in an election year with the Senate, the representatives, the governor up for election, this is popular politically. But economically, is it a good thing to do in the long run? As the leadership has said, this is short-sighted. What are your thoughts about that part?
Yeah, certainly that's a question that needs to be asked. But I think it is reasonable. I think it is prudent in the long run, because this relief is targeted in the short run to alleviate the pain of inflation and to give back the cash that the state government has on hand due to inflation. In the tax relief is mostly not for the long run. And so the small future deficits that we have, say, 5 years down the road, will not be exacerbated by this plan. But what we also saw this year in the budget debate is that if the state government has more cash, the politicians are going to raise spending. And that actually is much more damaging for our long-run fiscal situation, because it will require higher future taxes in order to fund it. So because of the cash inflow this year, what the people in power did is that they raised spending by 6.5%, which raises the baseline upon which future spending is set, and that future taxes will have to go up because of it. So I think the realpolitik of the matter is actually that giving the people back the cash directly in the short run and retiring debt is the most fiscally prudent thing to do, because otherwise the politicians will raise spending and taxes will have to go up even more in the future.
All right. There are a number of rallies, I guess, that are scheduled. You have one coming up next week. Tell us about the rallies, the petition, and a website where people can see this plan in detail.
Exactly. AffordableConnecticut.com is where people can see the plan, is where people can sign the petition in favor of the tax relief. And I am co-hosting a rally Wednesday, June 22nd, at 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. in front of the Government Center on Washington Boulevard in Stamford. All are welcome. It'll be fun. We always have fun. and we're rallying for a good cause, which is broad-based tax relief for everybody.
All right, you said you're co-hosting. Who else is going to be there with you?
Tom O'Day is going to be there with me. He is the state representative from New Canaan. I do not think that Kimberly Fiorello or Harry Aurora can make it because of a scheduling conflict. And Patrick Sasser, who is the founder of No Tolls Connecticut, will also be there to speak.
All right, fantastic. It's State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich joins me on the third Thursday of each month. Senator, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great day. We'll talk again next month.
You too, Tony. Thanks.
That's State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich.